These guys just stole my entire bowl of Halloween candy, even though the sign clearly says take one. But what they don't realize is I've spent a year preparing for this exact situation. Because this year, candy thieves will have to deal with booby traps such as silly string, collapsible tables, full-sized candy bars being swapped for toothbrushes, actual human hands to stop the thievery that just materialize out of nowhere, and even some high-tech systems producing wanted posters of themselves all over the neighborhood, which means they get offered the healthy candy bowl. Every year in America, kids dress up in costumes and knock on doors, asking for candy. But in many cases, if the homeowner is out trick-or-treating with their own young kids, they'll just leave a bowl of candy out and then rely on the honor system for everyone to take just one piece each. And since last year was my final year of making glitter bombs to catch our porch pirates,
hello,
I felt it was time for me to graduate to the true criminals. The punk teenagers, and even sometimes terrible parents, who take all the candy from the bowls so there's none left for any of the other little kids. So to come up with the perfect revenge, I knew I need to enlist the help of the foremost expert when it comes to Halloween pranks.
We ate all your candy.
Just the kind of person who would put out a challenge like this.
We ate all your Halloween candy.
You know who told me to do it?
Mr. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Jimmy, you are the I told my kids I ate their Halloween candy guy.
I am.
I'm the glitter bomb guy. I feel like if you combine those, then you get we're gonna prank kids who take more than one piece of candy.
Oh, I thought we were gonna make kids eat a glitter bomb.
So we kicked off the brainstorm and quickly stumbled on some good ideas.
Something like 10 times that average weight leaves the bowl. Devices in the candy itself.
Spotlights. Shine on them.
That's good. Or you just start rocking slowly.
As well as some really good ideas.
Breed monkeys. Get them real crazy.
Real crazy.
Teach them to protect their candy.
But what if they're just gonna take one though?
Well, then we have a problem. I don't know.
But in the end, like any pair of good engineers would, we ran some tests in the interest of child safety. Lost the head. Probably should make sure that doesn't happen in real life.
For sure.
At which point, we had all the data we needed.
It's important. It's this work that you're doing.
Yeah, of course. Which meant all we needed now was a 15-second build montage.